In this last message, in terms of the 40 days, I want to look at the question or the statement, why God wants to heal you. And I want you to emphasize that word you as you. It's for you. It's not just for somebody else here today, but for you. And I probably won't preach as long as I normally do. Please don't say amen right there. And that's not a guarantee either, but it's a goal. Because I want to allow time at the end for prayer, and we will pray for whoever wants prayer, for healing of whatever you need healing for. And I want to encourage you even now, begin exercising your faith for God to touch people here today and to touch you. I am going to use quite a bit of scripture. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as we look at a fair amount of scripture today, let it bolster your faith for healing. All right, God healed people in the Bible. The Bible, many scholars believe, covers about 4,000 years of human history. Most of that, of course, is in the Old Testament. The New Testament covers most likely less than 100 years. But throughout that 4,000-year period, even in the Old Testament, we see that God healed people. In Exodus 15:26, second book in the Bible, fairly early on in mankind's history, God says, I am the Lord who heals you. Not just I am the Lord who healed somebody in the past, but he is the Lord who presently is the healer of his people. And Exodus 15:26 is still in the Bible. It's still for us today. God is the Lord who still heals his people. A while later, David wrote this in Psalm 103, 2 and 3. This is about 1,000 years before Jesus. We, of course, when we focus on Jesus, we see that healing happened like all the time in the Gospels. But even 1,000 years before Christ came to the earth to bring healing, David wrote this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So David focused on some of the benefits there were to serving God, and notice two of those benefits. It says, who heals or who forgives how many of your iniquities? All. We're going to see that word all a lot this morning. Who forgives all your iniquities and heals how many of your diseases? All. God has never found an iniquity he can't forgive. God has never found a disease that he cannot heal. So even David realized that 1,000 years before Christ came, God was still healing people. It's one of the benefits that we have of serving him. Of course, when we get into the New Testament, we see healing greatly intensified. Now, there are examples of healings in the Old Testament, but we're going to jump right to the New Testament. And as you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they are just full of healing. I mean, God just opened up healing in a much more regular way than we see throughout the Old Testament. There are so many healings in the Gospels. I'm not going to look at any one particular, but I want to give you a summary of the healing that happened through Jesus. Matthew 4, verse 23, it says, and Jesus went about, there's all again, all Galilee. So we're not talking here about one thing that happened on one given day, but as he went through all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing how many kinds of sicknesses? All. And how many kinds of diseases among the people? All. And actually, if you read through the gospels and note, you will never find a time where Jesus couldn't get it done. There's never a time where Jesus said, wow, that was a tough one. I just couldn't figure that one out. No, all their sicknesses, all their diseases. And do you know there's never a place where Jesus turned somebody away that came to him for healing? I've not found it. Never once did Jesus say, sorry, you got too much sin. Sorry, you don't know enough of the Bible. Sorry, you don't have enough faith. We don't see any of that in the Bible. Now, there's one place where it says in his hometown that he did not many miracles there. But do you know why? It wasn't because he couldn't. It wasn't because he tried and failed. It was because of their unbelief. They didn't come to him. And because they didn't come to him, they didn't get what they needed. But those that did come to him received healing. And so I want to encourage you today that Jesus never turned anybody away. Jesus never couldn't handle it. And Jesus never put it on the people. We notice in the book of Acts, we're now about maybe 7 years after Christ's ascension, his resurrection and ascension into heaven. Oh, there's verse 24. I better not leave that one out. It says, then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, I mean, just a whole list of things, and he healed them. Who's the them he healed? It's the all the sick that came, those he healed. Now, I want you to realize that when Jesus ascended to heaven, healing didn't stop, but it continued. And we find that in the book of Acts, healing continued through ordinary people. And here's how Jesus' ministry was summarized by Peter about 7 years after Jesus ascended into heaven. It says, now how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, I want to look at after his resurrection. Healing continued, and it continued through ordinary people. Here's what Jesus said just before ascending into heaven in Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. He said, and these signs will follow. Who will they follow? Those who believe. These signs will follow those who believe. Notice that the only qualification is that you believe. Doesn't say these signs will follow those who have great healing gifts. Doesn't say these signs will follow just the apostles or just those with full-time ministry callings. It says these signs will follow those who believe. What signs? Well, it goes on to say they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Do you realize that healing can happen anywhere through anyone who believes? Wherever you are, if you are a believer, God can use you to facilitate healing. Doesn't matter where you are, if you are a believer, God can work through your hands, through your prayers, through your faith. We have from James in the church gatherings a specific promise. James 5, verses 14 and 15, it says, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. So there's specific direction in church gatherings. And after this message, we're going to call up some prayer teams. There is oil there. Oil is a symbol of the presence of the Holy Spirit. If you specifically want to be anointed with oil and you're getting prayed for by one of the prayer teams, feel free to ask. And they can anoint you with oil. So, God healed throughout the 4,000 years of human history in the Bible. He healed in the Old Testament. He healed through Jesus in the Gospels. And he healed through ordinary people in the book of Acts. By the way, in Acts, we see people being healed through ordinary people besides the initial apostles that Jesus chose, or even besides Paul. For example, there was Stephen, there was Philip. They were ordinary believers that God used in extraordinary ways. God still heals people today. That's the second main point that I want to emphasize. Yeah, he did it in the Bible days, but he is still doing it today. From the time the Bible was completed until today, millions and millions of people have experienced healings. If we had the time, I could probably interview most of you, and most of you probably have an example, a story, a testimony of how God has healed you, and you know people who God has healed. But in Malachi chapter 3, last chapter in the Bible, God says, I am the Lord, I do not change. If God healed in the Bible and he does not change, then that means God still heals today. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if Jesus healed people in the Gospels, if he healed through people in the book of Acts, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then he still heals today. If God ever healed anybody, he can heal you because he has not changed. If Jesus ever healed anybody, he can heal you because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God ever healed through any ordinary person, he can heal through you. He can heal you. He can use others to bring healing to you. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I'm going to ask Vera Hall to come forward. She shared with me recently about a healing she received. And I just want to give you a testimony of someone you know who just recently experienced a healing. Thank you, Vera, for sharing. We appreciate it.
Well, I have to admit, Pastor Mark, that your words about being prayed for by ordinary people, I'm really blessed to have a lot of ordinary people pray for me. I'm going to read this so I don't wander off. A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 2 kidney disease. It was scary. In a year or so, it had progressed to stage 3. And I have had many prayers said for my healing. But since the disease had no symptoms for me, I just assumed I still had it. Then on October 31st of this year, which is Halloween, as you all know, I went in for my checkup. All of my tests came back normal, including the creatinine, which reveals kidney function. My doctor looked at me and said, you no longer have kidney disease, and she brought up the diagnosis on the computer chart and deleted it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Ordinary people praying for you. Ordinary people.
Thank you for sharing. That is so encouraging. In this last part of the message, we're going to look at I just want to say God wants to heal you, and I'm going to give you 5 reasons. There's more, but I'm going to just focus briefly on 5 reasons God wants to heal you. First of all, and these aren't necessarily in any particular order, but one of the reasons, one of the primary reasons God wants to heal you is simply to display his compassion for you. I want you to notice in Matthew 14:14, it says, when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Why did he heal their sick? Because when he looked at them, compassion motivated him to heal. There's a lot of verses like this. I'll just give you one more. In Mark 1, verses 41 and 42, it says, then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched them, and he said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. When Jesus saw a leper, he was moved with compassion and he said, I am willing. And I believe that as God looks at you today, as God sees what you've been going through, his heart is moved. God is moved with compassion for you. And I believe he's saying the same thing to you and I today that he said to the leper that day, I am willing. Be cleansed, be made whole. And a very important point I want to make is this. Healing was based on Jesus' compassion, not your merit. Notice it didn't say, you know, he saw they were worthy of healing. No, it wasn't about them. It was about his compassion. So today, don't think, well, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not holy enough, I'm not spiritual enough. No, he is compassionate enough. It's about his compassion, not about our merit. Secondly, God wants to heal you to demonstrate the kingdom of God and its arrival. I want you to notice, it says in Luke 9, verse 2, it says, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Healing is one of the manifestations of the kingdom. There are others, but healing is one of them. And so what are we praying in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:10? We're praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. And one of the ways that that prayer is answered is when healing comes, because healing is an evidence that the kingdom has come. In fact, in Luke 10:9, Jesus said, heal the sick there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. So whenever we see prayers being answered, such as for healing, it's a sign that the kingdom is here. The prayer that we've been praying, that many have been praying in the Lord's Prayer, is being answered. So healing is a manifestation that the kingdom has come. Number three, God wants to heal you to draw people to Christ. In Acts chapter 9, beginning with verse 32, it says, Peter came down to the saints who dwelt at Lydda. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. So now we have a specific example of healing in the book of Acts. Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Even though Jesus was already in heaven, Peter recognized that healing was available. He said, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Arise, make your bed. It says, then he arose immediately. Now, it's the next verse that I want to draw your attention to, verse 35. It says, so there we have that word again. All who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him, that is, they saw Aeneas healed, and turned to the Lord. That is so incredible. One guy gets healed and two whole cities turn to the Lord. We never know what one healing might set into motion. If God heals you today, who knows how many people might get saved because of that. But my challenge to you is if God heals you, get ready to tell somebody about it. And not only those who believe, but get ready to tell those who need Jesus what God has done for you. Who knows who might get saved because of somebody healed here today. How amazing, two whole cities. A fourth reason God wants to heal you today is to destroy the works of the devil. In Acts 10:38, again, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, I am not implying that every sickness is a direct work of the devil, in the sense that the devil just goes around giving everybody sickness. There are times where we get sickness because our immunity system is weak. Maybe we're worn out. We're more subject to viruses and all the different things going around. Some things just happen. But we see in the Bible there were times where, as Jesus ministered healing, he rebuked evil spirits that literally did bring sickness and disease. And by the way, even when we take on sickness that may not have been a direct attack of the enemy, we do need to take a step back and realize that all sickness basically came into the world through sin and through the enemy. So even when sickness is not directly from the enemy, it is indirectly. Don't make a friend with your sickness. Don't make a friend with your disease. It's not a good thing. It's not there for your benefit. And sometimes we need to take take a stand against the attacks of the enemy on our flesh. Did you know there won't be any sickness in heaven? There isn't going to be any in heaven because the enemy won't be there. And heaven will be a place without a fallen world and its impact. So when God heals, it is in that sense defeating the work of the enemy. In fact, in 1 John 3, verse 8, it says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. One last reason why God wants to heal you today, and I don't know if you've ever thought of it quite this way, but God wants to heal you today to fulfill prophecy. And I want to go back to Isaiah 53. And it says this, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now, it's clear that's a prophecy about Jesus, yet it's written like 750 years before it happened. Isaiah is speaking it prophetically as though it were happening then, but he was looking to the future, 750 years or so from the time he declared those words. It was a prophecy. And when it says, by his stripes we are healed, it's talking about the whipping that Jesus took. He took 39 lashes, and each time that scourge came across his bare back, it left a mark. It did damage. It made a stripe. And it was the shed blood that came from those wounds that paid for you and I to be able to be forgiven. But it also paid for you and I to be able to receive healing. So again, we don't receive healing based on our merit, but we receive healing based upon what Jesus went through on our behalf. Now, by his stripes, it says we are healed. But I want you to notice in Matthew 8, 16 and 17, it said, when evening had come, Jesus healed, there it is again, all who were sick. Now, notice why it says here, he healed all who were sick. He said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, and then it quotes from Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Sometimes when you read a prophecy like that and then you read its fulfillment, it's almost like, was this prophesied because it was going to happen, or did Jesus do it to make sure that prophecy got fulfilled? I mean, here's that prophecy, and then it says Jesus healed so that prophecy could come to pass. So every time Jesus healed somebody, it was a fulfillment of Isaiah 53. But not only when Jesus healed during the Gospels, but when we go toward the end of the New Testament to 1 Peter, and this is the last verse I'll share, it says, himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So Peter quotes the same passage, and he quotes it kind of past tense. Isaiah says, by whose stripes you are healed. Peter says, by whose stripes you were healed. So healing was provided when Jesus went to the cross, and our part now is appropriating what he already provided. So do you realize every time someone is healed, it's another fulfillment of Isaiah 53, 5. Your healing today could be another fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. So as we bring this to a close, we see that God healed people in the Bible, the Old Testament, the Gospels, through ordinary people. God still heals people today because he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I believe he wants to heal you. And why? To display his compassion, to demonstrate the kingdom and its arrival, to draw people to Christ, to destroy the works of the devil, and to fulfill prophecy. And I want to ask that question today. Do you need healing today? And will you give God the opportunity?